Get ready for the steakhouse.
You're about to experience the fastest 2 hours in radio history.
With Steak Shapiro.
That young lady's going to get the biggest pushing present of all time. It's called 3.25 mil. You're getting a pushing house.
Sandra Golden.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. If you like the couch to sleep on, that's fine. You can use your own words.
Rusty Menzel.
I mean, I'm all about some financial advice, but you got to make some memories, and that costs money.
And Drew Butler.
He can probably put his hands on him like, little man, make a smart decision.
Give it to me. It's the Steakhouse.
Brought to you by John Foy and Associates.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome to a Friday morning. Nobody saw this coming. We're throwing it all away. The three strikes, the buy or sell, the 9-9. Listen, we're not idiots. Drew Butler, Steak Shapiro. I've never in my life seen so many people texting me, looking for answers. Like they're wandering around Atlanta, just going like, "What happened? What happened? What the hell is going on?" And we can't really tell you. We'll try to, I guess, over the next 2 hours, myself and Drew Butler give you a few different ways to try to figure it out, analyze it, talk through it, and take phone call after phone call after phone call. Good morning to you, Drew. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm good, man. I mean, obviously, dumbfounded after last night, speechless to a point. Come in here this morning, sit down with you, and our heads were just spinning. We're trying to rationalize what happened. We're trying to think about the future. We're trying to come onto this radio show this morning, right here on 92.9 The Game, the flagship of the Atlanta Falcons, and tell all the listeners why the Falcons chose to pick Michael Penix Jr., quarterback from Washington, with the 8th overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft.
Yeah, I think that, and again, I don't know if we're trying, do you say rational? We're trying to understand it. We're not trying to take up for the Falcons. I mean, you know.
Rationalize it in my own head.
Right. Here's.
The Atlanta Falcons, for all of the great moves that they made this offseason, bringing in the number one available free agent, quarterback Kirk Cousins, investing over $100 million in that decision, the Atlanta Falcons, with the 8th pick in the NFL draft last night, are the lead story on every national show that you turn on this morning.
ESPN just opened with day one declarations. Falcons made an enormous mistake drafting Michael Penix Jr. I've watched 10 cuts of when Michael Penix was drafted. Guys I respect and guys I don't, you know, could care less about, sports talk radio guys, but they all said the same thing. The most curious pick, I would argue, right up there in National Football League history. There's never been an 8th pick that becomes the lead story.
The dominant story. Good Morning Football, Get Up, SportsCenter AM, NFL Radio, ESPN. I was doing it all this morning on the drive-in. Every single show this morning was talking about, first and foremost, what the Falcons did with their 8th pick.
Yeah, and not in a positive way. Like, is that one of the dumbest picks of all time, was what they were bantering about? Few things. First of all, do you think that there's no way, because maybe there is. Do you think Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris had any clue they would become the story of the draft? I think maybe they thought it'd be kind of like, it's going to be a blockbuster. Like, you know, punch each other. Like, it's going to be huge. I don't think they thought they'd be looked at as the laughingstock of the NFL.
Here's what I went back to. All offseason long, especially as soon as they acquired Kirk Cousins, you, for months, have been saying, what a time to be a Falcons fan. The NFC South is wide open for the taking. You bring in Raheem Morris, new head coach, new juice. You bring in Kirk Cousins, new leader of the team. Put the billboards up. Then you can go get a defensive player in the draft, the top defensive player in the draft. You could add him to those billboards. We get to Flowery Branch in August. Everybody's optimistic. We're ready to roll. Now, you put Michael Penix on the billboard. We're talking about a supposed QB controversy. Mike McCartney, Kirk Cousins' agents getting hit up left and right by NFL reporters last night. Did you have any idea this was going to happen? What does your client think? How did this happen? And the Falcons are the lead story in the NFL. When they could have simply taken the top defensive player in the draft, the top defensive player in the draft. No defensive player, any position, had been taken, and they're sitting there, and you're going, wow, Falcons got that pick right. They are prohibitive favorites to win the division next
year. What
did
we all say? They can trade down and get anybody they want on defense because there was not a lot of separation between Jared Verse, between Dallas Turner, between the kid from UCLA.
Latu.
The kid from Texas.
So, Byron Murphy.
Yes, they could have had anybody trade down.
Kerryon Arnold, a DB, like whoever.
Go to 15, go to 12, go to 17.
They could have taken Brock Bowers because Pitts is going to be gone in 2 years.
Listen, if you want to double up at a position, okay? If you want to double up at a position, double up at tight end and watch Brock Bowers in 10 years become one of the greatest Falcons of all time. And forget about, like, you could be like, well, dude, you already have a tight end. Better that you double your tight end, you play them both. Kyle Pitts leaves. Brock Bowers played for 2 years, and then you would have had Brock Bowers, Kyle Pitts, Darnell Mooney, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, Kirk Cousins. It would have been like, that offense is sick. Kyle Pitts' contract comes up. You say, we don't need to re-sign him. Bowers is a beast. And now you're doubling up at a position you have, even at receiver. You're doubling up in a position that you went and got a bunch of guys. You have Drake London, and you would have gone like, okay, but look at our number one and number two, right? Look at our number one receiver and look at our number two, and you would have contributed right away. The best case scenario for what you did in the offseason, the best case scenario is that Michael Penix Jr. doesn't see the field till 2026. Best case. He literally doesn't take a snap in 2 years. And I could argue the way, I don't know, nutrition, body, the way you're supposed to build around Cousins. I don't know. You thought he could play for 3 years. Remember, the deal's 4 years at $120 million. So the overcorrect line by Albert Breer, they're overcorrected because of the debacle. It's almost like, you know, hey, we had a disciplinarian coach, so we're going to go with a player's coach. Or last girlfriend I had was smoking hot and made me crazy. Now I'm going to get a plain Jane just to make sure that my brain doesn't explode. I'm going to overcorrect because I mistakes of my past.
Going back to having the opportunity to pick the first defensive player off the board last night, essentially having the top pick in the draft because everybody says Falcons need to add on defense. The Los Angeles Rams chose Jared Verse, the defensive end slash defensive tackle, the lineman from Florida State, to be the replacement for Aaron Donald, a generational talent who will be a certified first ballot Hall of Famer. Nick Saban, and of course I wouldn't expect Nick Saban to say anything less, raved about Dallas Turner when Dallas Turner was taken by the Minnesota Vikings. Everybody's comparing him to Will Anderson. He's more like Dante Hightower. This guy is relentless. He is an all-time player. He can play inside. He can play outside. We stood him up. He was great for us. You mean to tell me that the Atlanta Falcons didn't need a player that they could put on the field this year on the defensive side of the ball to get after the quarterback?
Okay, if you didn't think defense is where the value was, then you have, what is it, Roma Dunze available?
Yeah.
You had Brock Bowers available. You have two absolute superstars, all pro players available at eight. Roma Dunze and Brock Bowers, you would have put out the greatest Falcon offense of all time. Just in terms of personnel. You would have said next year, I get it, guys. You know, we just didn't think the value at eight, those guys, we went with the best players. And the best players at those, and those guys would have played, and Drake London would have been like, who's our number one? Is it Drake or not? Who's our number one tight end? Is it Pitts or not? And, like, you would have been like, okay, first-class problems. I wish we took a D lineman. But, hey, we have the best offense in football when you look at our pieces. And then you would have said second round, third round, and everybody would have been calm, right?
Yes, of course.
And you would have been like, oh, again, we passed on a lineman, but, okay, we got Brock Bowers.
The craziest thing is this. We're not even talking about the skill of the players. We all know Michael Penix rated the top passer in the draft. Hey, he can throw the ball down the field better than anybody available. Hey, he played in the biggest moments. Okay. We all know Kirk Cousins just got $100 million guaranteed. Cry me a river. He's getting all the money. It's not about that. These are Falcon fans who say, we want to win now. We wanted a player who could plug and play and help us win the NFC South. Now they're having to sell the pick to us. We're looking towards the future. Essentially, this is an insurance policy. If something happens, we have our quarterback who can step in, or best case scenario, we have our quarterback of the future. You just took him with the eighth pick. He was the fourth quarterback taken with the eighth pick.
There's no question. The first 2 years are guaranteed for Kirk Cousins, correct? The first
yes.
two, they absolutely slot in Michael Penix Jr. as the starting quarterback in 2026.
You just created a QB controversy heading into
Well, what's Kirk Cousins going to be like in 2025?
You just put a bigger burden on Kirk Cousins because all of us are going to be asking him, are you mentoring him? Are you having to help him out?
Of course.
Like you're having to ask these questions, and he's like, I'm trying to win football.
What do you think Michael Penix Jr.'s press conference is going to be like today or whenever? Because 90% of it is going to be, how do you feel about not playing for 2 years? How do you feel about not seeing the field? Is that going to be hard for you as you've been the man your entire career because you're going to be a backup holding a clipboard? How's that going to play for you? And he's going to have to sit there and you think that guy, there's five quarterbacks taken in the first, 13 picks, right? Every one of those is slated to be starters basically right away.
And let's get one thing straight. History tells you that 50% of those five quarterbacks will not pan out.
Right, there's six.
Call it 60%.
Yeah, Bo Nix, make him as his sixth going to Denver, right? Half of them won't work, so there's a 50% chance Michael Penix isn't the guy. Here's what I can promise you. Odunze or Brock Bowers, there's not a 50% chance those guys aren't going to work. That would have been a safer monster play. And you would have been like, bro, we just got a generational player in the top 10 on offense. Because I think they think defensively. And again, those guys all dropped, all the guys we talked about. Offense was what, 15th pick overall until a defensive player went? Is that what it was? Because at the end of the day, again, you've already decided that Kirk Cousins has 2 years. And what does that do next year? Michael Penix Jr. is in the room. I was here when Chris Chandler and Michael Vick were here. Do you know how bad that was that Chris Chandler knew, as good as he was, you're here to leave. Like, Michael Vick's getting your job. Well, the same is true of Kirk Cousins. Now, next year, he knows Michael Penix Jr. is there to get your job, and it really doesn't matter how good you are because – are you going to go a third year at Kirk Cousins? So Michael Penix Jr. gets to start his fourth year in the league? Like, literally, that's what you're saying.
Let's get one thing straight. I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm smarter than Raheem Morris and I'm smarter than Terry Fontenot and all of the personnel guys in Flowery Branch. But when I text my sources, hashtag sources last night, who are active NFL coaches right after the Michael Penix pick, these are two text messages that I got back. Quote, we are watching as a defensive staff. Everyone is stunned, end quote. Another one, quote, don't mind the pick as a player, but the circumstance for the Falcons is insane, end quote.
Insane.
Those are from active NFL coaches.
Right.
They're sitting there going, we have no idea what just happened. Same thing with all the Falcons fans.
Just play it out, though. Just play it out. You brought him in. The press conference last night will play the cuts. You brought him in to be your future. When is the future? Are you playing for the future? Because I thought when you signed a guy for $120 million, you're playing for now. And Bo Morgan said it. I thought he had a great line. You can't try to tell us you're doing both. Because if you're playing for now, then you just went and got a D lineman that can rush the quarterback, or you got a receiver or a Brock Bowers, and you're playing for now. Because that's what I thought you're playing for with Kirk Cousins. But if you're playing for the future, then why did you sign a guy for $120 million? Like, which one are you trying to tell us? And if it's, in 2 years, so next year Kirk Cousins balling out, he's got 27 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, and Michael Penix.
Which is his standard operating procedure.
Right, and you're going to tell Michael Penix, no, it's going to be another year. You're going to wait a third year to play, right? So we'll come back. Well, let's do 9 and 9 real quick.
Time to build the foundation of today's show with the top 9 at 9.
9 at 9 on the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
9 and 9, the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick. That's your 9-9.
Thank you.
That's your 9-9. When we come back, a lot of scuttlebutt out there about this is the Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers scenario. You got a great quarterback. You got another one in the wings. Why that just doesn't hold water. And how does Terry Fontenot explain it? If you haven't heard the cut yet, it's coming up. Also, we'll take phone calls. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Trying to make sense of a curious morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name's Steak. He's Drew Butler. This is the Steakhouse. 92.9 The Game.